Previously on Bad Radio.
Where the Vikings gave us, what, 16 players for him? Allowing us to draft Emmitt Smith, who, let's get over this, was not really that good. It was, again, what we've been talking about, his offensive line.
That's total baloney.
Well, okay.
That's total baloney.
Hear me out. Wait.
I'm sorry.
How good was Emmitt when you take the pounding he did and kept going? Well, he didn't take his, kind of like Aaron Rodgers, but no, he really did. He had a great offensive line.
And they had a great runner behind them.
Okay, would you trade Emmitt Smith for Barry Sanders?
No.
Career?
No.
Really?
No chance.
Are you serious?
No chance. Barry Sanders had to be taken out of the game at the 5-yard line.
Why would not?
Because he could not run between the tackles. Barry Sanders, inside the 5-10 yard line, was not a good runner at all. He would stop.
What? Seriously, what about how Emmitt Smith never made contact with the defense until he was 5 yards downfield? He had an all-pro offensive line his whole career.
Sir, are you sighted?
Am I what?
Can you see?
Yes, I can.
Then you obviously didn't watch Cowboy games.
And several times during the weekend, they introduced Barry Sanders. And it was really cool. And that 1988 year, by the way, by him, where he averaged like 8 yards a carry. That may be the greatest year by anybody in college football.
I don't think it's even close.
Really?
Yeah.
Even for a running back?
What are you saying?
Well, I'm saying he went for over 2,000 yards.
No, he didn't go for over 2,000 yards. He rushed for over 2,600 yards. It's by 5,000 miles the greatest season in college football history.
Oh, okay. I thought you said it wasn't.
No, I said it's not even close.
Oh, okay. I thought you were going against me there.
No.
Okay. I thought you were bringing up Tim Tebow or something.
2,600. He was closer to 3,000 than 2,000.
Yeah.
You guys okay?
Yeah, I think so. I just misunderstood him. I thought he was going against it. No, it was not even close that it wasn't the greatest.
Can we just cut it out with all the Earth twos, please?
We're not actually saying this is the Earth calling you, Matilda.
Yeah, no, I got that. I understand you don't literally mean...
No, I don't think you do. Listen, it's not like we think that we're actually in a control tower trying to reach outer space aliens or something, okay?
Hello. Hello.
Oh!
A joke.
This might be a tape you want to burn, yeah. Bill. I don't know if you show the players this Monday.
Listen to the fans. Lions haven't been under this much attack since Siegfried and Roy. You know that? Serious. I'm telling you. There's nothing. Look at it. That's the fans. That's.
This is the end of the song and the beginning of the show. Welcome to the show.
Yeah, this is Roy Williams of the Detroit Lions. And I never listened to Bob or Dad. My bad. Yeah, this is Roy Williams and I of the Detroit Lions, and I never listened to Bob or Dan on the ticket.
I have been present when fishing's happened.
Right about now, Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket presents the Bob and Dan Radio Show.
Let's let the Cowboys ride.
Today, the Cowboys made an interesting decision to give $90 million to the second-best running back on their own team. Dak shows up to the MVP competition like Larry Legend and says who's taken second, and our concern for Pam Oliver continues to grow. Also, what is a minor? Julie Dobbs, Jim Kemp, and R.I.P. Donovan announce you guys who know that if you're able to take a trip to Detroit without experiencing the act of Detroit parking lotting, it's a success. It's Bob's turn, but damn it out.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Here we are. It is Monday, November 18th, 2019. It's the Bob and Dan Radio Show live today in our studio for this episode 5022. It's Revolution Day.
What's Revolution Day?
Let's see. Off the top of my head, in Official Mexican government holiday celebrated annually in Mexico, making the start of what became the Mexican Revolution.
Santa Ana.
That's when they overthrew Spain, right? The Mexican Revolution? Oh. Like, we overthrew them.
Sure, yeah.
We overthrew England.
Everyone has to overthrow somebody at some point.
We got England, right?
We got England. But...
which seems like a better win. Like, if you're ranked, what's a better win?
Like, the committee looking at the strength of schedule?
Yeah. I would think England was a much tougher one.
Yeah, but England will not impress you if you just look at the map. If you say strength of schedule determined on, hey, look at these two pictures. This over here is England, little cute island. Here's Mexico.
I'm seeing that the Mexican Revolution we're speaking of was, in fact, a civil war.
No, but Mexico beat Spain, you just said.
Okay,
looking at England versus Spain.
Well, now he's telling us it's Mexico versus Mexico in the World Series of Love.
Okay, well, then that's not that'd be like calling our Civil War a revolution.
It kind of was.
Was it?
They tried.
That's what gave Pancho Villa his name, I believe. Now we're talking about...
So if the South won, we'd be calling it Revolution Day?
I think so. I mean, they would have overthrown the government.
The underdogs won in Mexico?
What do you guys got on Pancho Villa?
Invented a cool thing to wear.
Cool?
Yeah, I guess that's debatable.
Where's the flag?
But certainly in college, the flannel from high school turned into a poncho.
Right.
I believe
hacky sack.
I think I'm the only person on the show that's had a father-in-law dress as Pancho Villa for Halloween.
And not it be called racist.
Right.
Because he's all, Mexican.
If I'm not mistaken, and this was very early in my relationship with my wife.
Go on.
But I believe the Pancho Villa Halloween costume is basically a sombrero, a mustache, and then one of those over-the-shoulder ammunition belts. What do you call those?
Just like the Rambo thing?
Yeah, where you're just kind of holding your extra ammo because we're going to need to reload. And I'm pretty sure is that what he was wearing?
Yeah, in all these pictures I'm seeing, but I do not know the proper nomenclature for said piece of equipment. But it does look badass, though.
Yeah, it does. I'm just trying to figure this out, though, because I think Pancho Villa left us like in the 20s. What does the heat map tell us about like automatic weapons?
I'm seeing the term bandolier.
There it is. Yeah. What's a bandolero? Boy, we're doing a good job here. This is this is quickly going to rival our duck hunting segment of Friday. Which
how
you guys,
was it?
Which neither of you guys
did they fly?
I'm glad they weren't here for that.
I learned a lot of things.
Wait,
about
destroyed me.
Julie doesn't think ducks fly.
I didn't say that.
Julie found out on the air Friday that ducks
fly. She had them confused with penguins.
I got everything confused. But I did go to White Rock Lake this weekend and observe some beautiful ducks flying. So I just sat there and watched them and thought about
you did some
how
scientific,
dumb I am.
I think we call that scientific field work, Julie.
I did a field study
on
ducks.
Had to go observe to see if the ducks do in fact fly. What were you going to ask, Dan? I'm sorry.
You shot a duck? You went hunting? You?
Quack.
Pacifist Bob? Well, you're not really a pacifist, but I just never thought of you as a guy who would ever have a gun in his hand.
Don't confuse laziness with pacifism. Quack. Although, I will say...
I mean, you're all for charging into war and stuff, but not yourself doing it, right?
Right, like maybe send the neighbor's kid.
Wow, this took a turn.
Answer the question.
I'm just saying, even you talk about all the hunters in Wisconsin you grew up around, you never said anything overtly, but I always took from your tone is that I'm not one of them.
Well, I'm not.
I would not.
I had never hunted
wake
until
up at
Saturday.
5 in the morning and walk out and shoot at an animal. But you did.
It was starter hunting. It was like taking someone to Topgolf and saying you were introducing them to the sport of golf.
Okay.
I don't think I was totally hunting. I don't know where the line is of hunting.
Not full-blown hunting?
Well, did you shoot any?
I shot the shotgun.
Okay.
But I was never armed when the ducks decided to move. Now, see, again, I'm really going to disappoint hunters here because I think they were ready to be very proud of me diving into hunting, but I think the guys...
That's your first kill or whatever?
Yeah, and I just had blood all over my face because I was
laughing maniacally.
Now your appetite cannot be satiated.
Right, right. So we went out to our buddy's ranch. Our buddy, the rancher, Cowboy Tom. Do you know Cowboy Tom?
South Texas guy?
This is the guy who is like the ranch manager out at that place called Cibolo.
Is that where you met somebody named J. Fred?
His son.
Yeah, because I know a guy named J. Fred.
Yeah.
And then Bob's like, wait, I met somebody named J. Fred.
Cowboy Tom's son is named J. Fred, and we saw J. Fred on Saturday at the ranch.
My guy is my AT&T cell phone guy.
Totally different.
Yeah.
This J. Fred might be four years old.
J. Fred thing is so weird.
There's two people named J. Fred in Texas. So
it's not his real name, though. We discovered this.
I think so.
The kid?
The kid has a nickname.
Yeah, I think it might be like a Jonathan Frederick thing, maybe,
still,
or something like that, yeah. But, you know.
To have two people referred to as that.
Yeah, I think if you grow up on a ranch, that's far more normal.
J. Fred?
She has a ranch, so
I don't
we
know
should
any
probably
J. Fred.
Just
oh, that's right.
Her.
Julie grew up on a ranch.
Yeah,
no, I didn't grow up there.
She found out Friday the ducks fly, so it's...
Did you kill stuff?
That's a good point.
Oh, that's right.
I've only observed dove hunting, so I know they fly.
Dove hunting is the best because if you really want to talk about satiating your love of violence, popping that bad boy's head off is exhilarating.
Okay.
The first time.
Okay,
you do
yeah, that's what I want to get to. So
it's the little bird's head right off of its body.
So first of all, the doves were everywhere, but we weren't dove hunting because I guess it's not dove season. Although I did find out, Dan, that my super combo license that I went and got does allow me to partake into the secondary dove season that's coming up early December.
Did they give you a big test to get this license? Or
no, it was really weird. It was basically handing my credit card, and they hand me back whatever I want to do.
Now you're licensed to kill.
Although I think
you're literally licensed to kill.
Yeah, but I think it's because I might be outside the range. I might be old enough that they grandfathered me in and assumed I knew the rights and wrongs of... of being out there with a gun. But anyway, yes, so we shot...
Did you smoke pot through the barrel? Like they did in Platoon?
No. No, but it was a good time. It was Cowboy Tom, it was Fake Dan, and it was little Justin and me. And so we were out there, and he...
Wow, Justin got the call.
Well, both my sons got the call, and...
Brett didn't want in?
Brett...
He wants to computer kill things? Like,
yes.
Doesn't he like the shooting
in
games?
In fact, he was playing Call of Duty Modern Warfare all weekend.
You're like, dude, this could be real.
I know.
And he opted out.
Yeah, that was weird.
Interesting.
Huh? But anyway, so we didn't do the duck hunting quite by the book. And I know a lot of P1s were saying, wait a minute, you're not getting out there till like 7:30? That isn't how you duck hunt. You duck hunt by
That's what I would say.
It's got to be dark.
Yeah.
You got to be out there before sunrise. You got to be in your blind. Learned a lot of things about ducks this weekend. Learned that...
they fly.
Well, no, I knew that.
Oh.
I was at least the smartest person in that conversation on this particular topic.
Sorry, Julie.
Like the ones with the green head are the males, right?
nice to see.
Yes, but apparently it's very bad form to fire on the ducks while they're on the pond. That's like fish in a barrel, ducks on the pond. I don't know. There's a unwritten rule about you got to wait till they're in flight.
Let sitting ducks lie.
Geneva
something.
Convention. I'm out here to kill.
I mean, I don't know. Again, they could have told me anything, right? This is where they try the snipe hunting routine on the city boys, right? But it was good times. But I have to admit, I did not anticipate Cowboy Tom was going to clean a duck with his bare hands.
Oh yeah.
Explain.
Dress it.
So we got a duck down. We killed a duck, and it's one of those spots where you think he missed. So there's like four of them in a quadrant. And he fired on him, and I'm
duck
like,
"Duck hunt?"
I'm like, man, I think he missed. But then you do the old one Mississippi, two Mississippi, and then one just sort of spirals out like you're at Pearl Harbor.
Okay.
And, you know, and hits the water. Or in this case, you know, the ground beyond the water. And so now it's, we got to go find, our kill. And usually you have a dog for that too. I mean, again, this was super
like the dog
casual.
Runs, gets it and brings it back to you.
Yeah. But
boy, how great would that be?
Yeah. But in this case, it was just us and like a four wheeler and we're just driving around and having fun shooting guns and hitting mailboxes with baseball bats. No, we didn't actually do that part, but everything else was kind of like that. So I found the duck. I was praised for my spotting abilities, and no doubt it's because I've...
So you felt a worthy part of the group.
By occupying the role of the dog.
Because, yes, because I have looked for Titleists and long grass, I was able to find a duck rather easily. And so I wasn't really sure what you do once you find it, because again, first time. So do you just... Do you grab it? Are there some utensils for this? Or how do you do it? And, of course, Cowboy Tom is all...
Yeah, you got germs and stuff, right?
I don't know. I don't know anything about hunting. So I'm trying to learn by observation and laying low. But there's a time where you, as a grown-up, have to make a decision on the fly. So Cowboy Tom, I said, got one over here. And Cowboy Tom looks over, and then he just starts doing what he does, which is... He's been hunting since he was like four. You know, he grew up on one of those ranches where after school, they just hand you a gun and say, be back by nightfall. And they're out there shooting ducks in like third grade by themselves. You know how it is.
Like LVE.
Or you don't know how it is.
Like LVE. No, I know that people exist like this. Yes.
Right.
Got to rip the breast out, right?
Yeah. So I guess I figured he was going to go for his knife.
Yeah, you throw it in the cooler or something, right? Like the fish. Do it later.
You just crack that bad boy open.
He just started carving into his heart with his fingers or whatever, and yeah. Just cleaned the duck. And,
out in the middle of the field?
Out in the middle of the field. And
well, what does he save? Like a big hunk of meat?
Just an awesome duck breast, I guess, or whatever it is. I don't know. And it looks great. It looks like he just got out of the butcher shop once he's done.
Pushed them together.
And his hands all bloody?
And his hands were bloody.
Like
and
skin? He didn't have gloves?
He had no wet wipes, no Purell, nothing. Just went right for it and then popped it in the cooler in the back of the four-wheeler, and off we went. And then
all the feathers and everything else is just laying there for other animals?
For whatever coyote wants it next. And, you know, so it was... It was a really fun experience. It was perfect weather. It was like 45 and crisp. One of those crisp mornings where the wind isn't blowing. And so you're just out there and you're just walking through these beautiful fields with streams and trees. And it's just quiet and it's just perfect. I really enjoyed it. I don't know if I actually hunted. I don't know if I crossed the threshold into hunting, but you're just kind of...
Will you become hunting guy?
I don't know what that means, but would I say yes next time Cowboy Tom invites us out to the ranch? Sure.
Pretty tough to be hunting guy and football guy.
Well,
because of the same season?
Well, it was the 11 a.m. kickoff was kind of the, we're done now.
Yeah.
Because Tech and TCU are starting. He's a huge Tech guy. And although he's, like most Tech fans, he's gravitated more to basketball recently. And no, I'm just playing. Huge Mavs fan. And so we got to talk about plenty of things. But at 11, it was time to get out of there. And we tried Wise County's best burger. And then we're back home before too long.
We talking Giant Burger?
Yeah.
Oh, you know.
You know about Giant Burger?
Oh, yeah. My grandparents live out there. I've been there many, many times.
Wow.
It's very good. Hearty folk know yeah. how to make you a good burger.
Yeah. It was good times. I had a great time. So shout out to Cowboy Tom and Fake Dan. And hopefully Justin's in school right now. But Justin got to shoot a shotgun and experienced the kickback on a 60-pound boy, and he felt alive, and you could tell the switch turned on in the seventh grader, where now he wants it, Dan. He wants to be out in the field chasing animals with his shotgun.
Cool. He's a Texan.
Yeah, I don't know. He's part Honduran, part Sturm, part Texan.
To
so whatever
everybody
works.
Their own.
Yeah, so anyway, good times. Good times. So now I have this super combo. Don't really know what that means, but I think I'm authorized to go chase animals anywhere I want now. Not sure. But I just thought, you know what? If the worst thing that happens is I give $90 to the Texas Wildlife cause or whatever, then good on them. Keep the wild hogs in control and give me my duck stamp and let's go.
Did you eat it?
Did I eat the duck? No. We didn't really kill enough. Like I said, I think we did it wrong, but we were doing it. I think Cowboy Tom's entire mission was to make sure that we didn't hate our morning. So he, I think, knew instinctively that 4:30 a.m. in a duck blind was not going to be the introduction to hunting. Maybe we step that up next time. But like I said, it was like taking me to Topgolf the first time and making sure it was good times. So
awesome.
Anyway.
Good for you, Bob.
That's all I got.
Out of your comfort zone. I like it.
So I'm flying everything, Julie. It was great.
I know.
We had a good time.
Now I know.
Didn't even wear camouflage.
You didn't.
And
so they could see you the whole time?
Yeah. See, I think ducks are too smart. I think I have to go to the camouflage next time.
Yeah. You guys can all come to my ranch. We can have a show hunting weekend.
Wow.
And then tell our stories about it.
This is great. Maybe over a campfire.
So you wear like a Oregon jersey or what?
No, it's like okay. a Paul Kariya, like a third jersey. Yeah.
See everyone, how he jumped right into
everyone
it.
He's bad like, job.
How many ducks?
He took that pass, and then he's like, whoa, what if I do with it?
Maybe throwing a Charlie Conway.
Maybe a nice Corey Perry. Who knows? Mm. All right, it's...
And now you joined in. First you mocked us and then thought, you know what? This is fun.
This is kind of fun. Sounds like we're killing it on the radio. All right, it's 1229 at Sports Radio 1310. The ticket, Cowboys and Lions.